AircheckDownloads.com.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem, counting down the big screen's biggest songs, the top 40 movie hits of the 80s. Next, the second of two songs in our survey from the Gregory Hines Mikhail Baryshnikov movie White Nights. Earlier at number 21, we heard Phil Collins and Marilyn Martin singing the Oscar-nominated Separate Lives. Now, at number 9, here's the Oscar winner from that movie, Lionel Richie, and the song he wrote called
Say You, Say Me, Naturally.
From the movie White Nights, that's Lionel Richie with his number one smash from the winter of 1985, Say You, Say Me. It's at number 9 in our countdown of the 40 biggest movie hits of the 1980s.
Number 8.
Prince sure has made his presence felt in today's survey with 5 hit songs. He started us off at number 40 with Bat Dance from Batman. At number 35, we heard Kiss from Under the Cherry Moon. And at numbers 29 and 10, music from Purple Rain. Now, another hit from that movie, the biggest Prince song in our special countdown, When Doves Cry. From his Academy Award-winning soundtrack to Purple Rain, that's Prince and When Doves Cry. At number 8 in our survey of the top 40 movie hits of the 1980s. Coming up, a special review of the contenders for Best Song at Monday night's Academy Awards. Surprisingly, only one of those songs from 1989 was a top 40 hit.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're just 7 songs away from the number one movie hit of the 1980s. Now, you might not think that a film about a spoiled rich alcoholic could be very popular. And today, because of changing attitudes, it probably wouldn't be. But back in 1981, Arthur was a runaway success. It was nominated for 4 Oscars and won 2, including Best Song. At number 7, Arthur's Theme by Christopher Cross.
Once in your life, you find her.
At number 7, that's the theme from the hit movie that starred Liza Minnelli, Sir John Gielgud, and Dudley Moore in the title role as Arthur. Arthur's Theme by Christopher Cross. I'm Casey Kasem, and today we're counting down the biggest movie songs to hit the top 40 in the 1980s. But, you know, the Academy Award nominations don't always reflect that kind of popularity. This year, for instance, we have a pretty unusual field of contenders for Best Song. Among those up for top honors Monday night are 2 songs performed by a bunch of amphibians and sea creatures. Cartoon creatures, to be exact. The first, a song called Kiss the Girl, was sung by a chorus of frogs. And the other, called Under the Sea, was performed by a who's who of aquatic animals, including fish, crabs, and lobsters. Both songs are from the acclaimed Disney movie The Little Mermaid. Neither one of those songs hit the top 40. Nor did 2 more conventional contenders for Best Song of the Year. The Girl Who Used to Be Me by Patty Austin from the movie Shirley Valentine, and Randy Newman's I Love to See You Smile from the Steve Martin comedy Parenthood. Rounding out this year's nominees for Best Song at the Academy Awards is the only one to have hit the pop charts. It's from the Cybill Shepherd Robert Downey Jr. movie Chances Are. Now, as an extra on today's special, Cher and Peter Cetera with After All.
Well, here we are again, after all.
From 1989, Peter Cetera and Cher with the only one of this year's Oscar nominees for Best Song that made it to the pop chart. After All, from the film Chances Are. I'm Casey Kasem, and our countdown of the top 40 movie hits of the 80s rolls on.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem, and today what we're doing is counting down the top 40 movie hits of the 1980s. In 1982, a young unknown named Daryl Hannah was one of the stars of a movie called Summer Lovers. It was all about a love triangle on a beautiful Greek island. And it featured a beautiful ballad by Chicago. It's at number 6 in our special survey, Hard to Say I'm Sorry.
Everybody needs a little time away.
Hard to Say I'm Sorry. Chicago at number 6 in our special survey with their song that spent 4 weeks at number 1 in the summer of 1982. It's from the movie Summer Lovers. I'm Casey Kasem, counting down Hollywood's hottest, the top 40 movie hits of the past decade.
Number 5.
Here's Phil Collins with the title song from the 1984 action drama that starred Jeff Bridges and James Woods, Against All Odds. J. Jeff Bridges was the ex-football player, James Woods was the gambler, and Rachel Ward was the woman they both wanted. The movie was Against All Odds, and at number 5, that's Phil Collins with that title song. 4 big hits to go on our way to the number 1 movie hit of the 1980s.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. These are the big screen's biggest hits, the top 40 movie hits of the 1980s. You know, Sylvester Stallone has given us 4 Rocky movies, starting with the original back in 1976. And word is there's a 5th Rocky on the way. In most of the Rocky movies, the theme is the same. The underdog faces impossible odds, but he works hard, believes in himself, and in the end, he triumphs. Rocky III was just a little different, though. In that movie, Rocky starts out as boxing's heavyweight champ, living in the lap of luxury. He eats fine food, drives a beautiful car, wears tailored suits, and all that's made him soft. So he has to struggle to get back the drive and determination that took him to the top in the first place. That's what the movie's about, and that's what the song at number 4 is about. Here's the band Survivor singing about getting back that hunger, getting back that drive, getting back the eye of the tiger.
Rising up.
Rocky III starred Sylvester Stallone, Talia Shire, and Mr. T. And Mr. T had one of the movie's best lines, remember? I pity the fool who tries to take what I got. Well, Survivor's got the big song from that movie. At number 4, Eye of the Tiger, a rocker that spent 5 weeks at number 1 in the summer of 1982. Next, at number 3, a ballad that spent 5 weeks at the top of the radio and record charts 1 year earlier, in 1981. It's the biggest Motown hit ever, a love song from a modern-day version of Romeo and Juliet, starring Brooke Shields and Martin Hewitt. Here are Lionel Richie and Diana Ross with the title song from Endless Love.
My love
Lionel Richie wrote it and then sang it with Diana Ross. At number 3 in our special survey, that's the theme song from the 1981 film Endless Love. Coming up, the 2 biggest hits in our special survey. One is from a movie about a dancer. The other from a film about a gigolo. And one of those songs is the number 1 movie hit of the 1980s.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem, and now we're up to the 2 biggest movie hits of the 1980s. At number 2, the 1983 Oscar winner for Best Song. Irene Cara took home that award for the number 1 smash that she co-wrote and sang for the movie Flashdance.
Nothing.
At number 2, that's Irene Cara with a title song from the Jennifer Beals Michael Nouri movie Flashdance, a song that spent 5 weeks at number 1 in May and June of 1983. Well, now, here we are. We're up to the number 1 movie hit of the 1980s, and it's from a film that came out at the very beginning of the decade. Richard Gere starred in the movie in the role of a gigolo framed for murder. Record producer Giorgio Moroder was brought in to write the music, and he called in singer Deborah Harry. He asked her to help him write the song that described Richard Gere's character. He wanted the song to express the fact that the gigolo Gere played was a lover who was always available, always on call. Giorgio had already written the music, and he called the song Machine Man. He wanted Deborah to write the lyrics, but Deborah says she had a different idea for the song, one based on that expression, always on call. So she went right home from her meeting with Giorgio and started to write. The lyrics she came up with hit the nail right on the head. They described a man whose business was pleasure, a gigolo who was as close as the nearest telephone. Super producer Giorgio Moroder loved Deborah's lyrics, so he took her and her group Blondie into the studio and recorded the song in just 2 hours. It hit the top of the radio and records chart in March of 1980, and it stayed there for 6 consecutive weeks, making it the biggest hit of the year 1980 and the biggest movie hit of the entire decade. From the film American Gigolo, here's the number 1 movie hit of the 1980s, Blondie's Call Me. That's it, the number 1 movie hit of the 1980s on this Casey's Top 40 special, Blondie with Call Me, from the film American Gigolo. And there you have them, the 40 biggest movie hits of the 1980s, as determined by a computerized analysis of the weekly surveys of Radio and Records, the industry's newspaper. This Casey's Top 40 special is a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Networks, produced by Bert Kleinman. Our staff includes Mary Pat Carney Davis, Merrill Schindler, Leonard Pitts Jr., Regina Williamson, Gonzalo Venecia, Brian Carroll, and Sharon Steiner. Production and engineering by Al Ramirez with Michael Cooper, Jeff Kowalczyk, and Alan Chaper. Executive producer, Norm Pattis. This is Casey Kasem inviting you to join me this week and every week when we count down the 40 biggest hits in the USA on Casey's Top 40. Until then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And leave your dial set right where it is.
AirCheckDownloads.com.